The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Man, there was a blowout at the Casa Cortez yesterday. It was a lot. You know, my mom's staying with us right now. Thank goodness she's doing well. But not everything's always perfect. I want to talk about that. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You know, my mom has been suffering from cancer, and it's a very long story. So the brief synopsis is, for the first year, they didn't know it was cancer. She had a major surgery, 17 hours on the table, found out it was cancer, thought they got the cancer out, and everything's going well. Cancer comes back. She has to endure the same surgery again. Now, she and my dad have been living with us since September. And it's a lot, right? You know, my mom is 70. And so enduring those kind of surgeries, and she's had multiple since then, she's not in the best mood. And my dad has been her caregiver morning, noon, and night. And yesterday, my mom threw a fit, which I understand why she's throwing a fit, because she's like, gosh, this sucks. But my dad is like, honey, you're not the only one. So they're fighting. And then Otto and I had a fight. And we're supposed to interview an artist. We didn't even interview the artist. Like, it was a big blowout. Otto left and he's sick. He's like, I gotta leave the house. Sometimes when you're going through difficult moments, it's okay to let that emotion out, because I literally feel better today. I felt awful yesterday. I felt guilty. But I sat down, I had a talk with my mom, and I said, Mama, everybody else is trying. You got to try too. You can't give up on me now.
Well, she's definitely gone through a lot, and she is trying. It's just, you know, it's trying to her.
Yeah,
to be going through this for that long of a period of time. Mm-hmm. And then I also, like you said about with Adolfo, your dad, he's been by her side through everything.
Yes.
I mean, basically her caretaker. And salute to that man, because
he's an angel.
He is an angel.
He really is. So, you know,
But it causes a lot of stress inside the house sometimes.
Yes, of course.
Which in turn makes Dan and I get it.
We don't even know what we were fighting. I'm like, why? But I don't even know.
Yeah. Sending lots of love and prayers to everybody in the household. And glad that you guys were able to endure and get through to the other side of that. Because a lot of people don't sometimes. You, in the heat of the moment, you say things you don't mean, or things happen that can, you know.
That's why I left.
Are out of character. Which is a really good thing, dude. And it's so hard, because it's a new experience for everybody. So everyone's going to have different reactions and emotions.
Yes.
And Anthony, you don't really know what's going to happen until you're in it. So thank God that you guys were all able to get through it, and your mother's still doing well. And
it was weird because it all blew over and then everybody was cool after.
I know. And then my dad actually thanked me. I didn't tell you this, Otto, but he came up to me last night and he said, thank you so much for defending me. I said, I'm not defending you. I'm doing the right thing. Like, you know, my mom has got to remember that all of us are sacrificing, mostly you. She's the one going through it, and we all recognize that. She needs to grant you and us grace as well. And he said to me, I take my vows very seriously, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, through sickness and in health. And so now I'm like, Mom, it's time to get healthy. We got to work at it. And so then
it's just a process. Yeah. I mean, the thing is she's got another year in front of her, and I think she gets frustrated. I mean, it's frustrating for all of us. I can't even imagine how she feels. She's the one who has everything going.
Exactly.
She still has a trach. She still has to use a walker. She's going to have multiple surgeries.
But things got better, and that's the thing. And sometimes you have to have a little fit so that you can get right with your emotions. It's okay to express them. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Let's go ahead and celebrate when hazelnut and chocolate spread time together. It is World Nutella Day.
Talk nasty to me.
Why is my mouth watering? Otto, remember when I used to sit on the couch and eat Nutella out of the jar with a spoon?
We would just buy the big old jug of it and
Speaking of big, yeah, exactly. Don't do that. Put a little on your toast and call it a day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can you date someone who's really, really older than you, or someone who's really, really younger than you? Have you ever thought about that? Like,
no.
I'm older than you. Not that much,
though. Not that much older,
though. If I was 25 years older than you,
we probably wouldn't be married.
Why? What if we fell in love and you saw me, you know, 25 years ago as a person you deeply felt for, and we just grew old together? I'm just a little older than you.
That sounds like a great movie and all, but this is real life. And
Michael Douglas, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You know what? It works. I feel like it works better the other way around. With
Keanu
older
Reeves, woman is way older.
How much older?
12 or 14 years, something
That's
like
that. That's not 25.
What? Okay, so what if I was 14 years older?
What if?
I can't stand you right now. Danae is on hold because she wants to talk about this right now. Should you get together with someone when you're really young, when you're older, and can you be with a person who's out of your generation. Danae, welcome.
Okay, well, I'm dating, not dating, sorry. I was dating and I'm married to somebody who's 11 years older than me.
Okay.
And there is a generational kind of gap where we do kind of butt heads sometimes and we don't always see eye to eye. But honestly, if you love the person, to me, age to an extent is a number. I wouldn't date somebody probably 14 plus, but 10 or 11, anything around that range, I think is okay, as long as you can find similar things right. that you guys have in common that you like to do together and you love each other.
So, Danae, yes. let me ask you something. Can you give me an example of something that bothers you about him being 11 years your senior, or just basically break down those differences?
So the thing that bothers me the most is how, like, just uptight he is and how not open-minded he is. I'm a millennial and mm-hmm. he's Gen X. So he's very type A, like work, work, work. And I'm like, work is just a job. Like, I could give it or take it. Like, I would quit it if my job didn't value me as a person, if I didn't get raises. He will stay in a miserable job just doing the same damn thing every day. And I'm like, why?
That is so crazy you said that, because my dad the other day was like, people don't want to stay and work for companies. I'm like, companies don't want to value you. I'm going to go where the money no. is. I'm going where the money
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
It's so weird, right? And I'm like, it used to back in the day, you could retire. I understand what you're saying. You're loyal to a company because they were loyal to you. Now,
yeah.
it's like, no.
Now when you turn 55, they're like, let's get rid of him because yeah, exactly. we're going to have to pay retirement
yeah.
to
he's 53. Let's fire this person. Exactly.
Now, Dana, there is also the physical aspect. There is. Because I started dating him when I was in my late 20s, going in 30s, and he was kind of in his prime. I kind of gave up my prime, I'll be honest. There was cheating, there was stuff going on, he cheated on me, and I kind of lost my prime. And I'm like, part of me is like, yeah, I still want to work things through, just because I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was a choice that mm-hmm. he made. But do people make awful choices? Yes. Do I think once a cheater, always a cheater? I don't know. Maybe. But the patterns still show. But I was like, I just want to at least know for me, like, I'm ending it when I'm ready, not when he's ready. Like, I just want to make it to where we both fully tried at the same time.
Danae, nobody can judge you. You have to figure things out on your own, and you will. You're going to figure things out on your own. I don't want you to just stay because you think you have to. And I also don't want you to leave because you think you have to. You have to do what's going to make you happy. Ultimately, ask yourself, does this relationship make me happy?
And honestly, I don't think a relationship makes me happy. I make myself happy. I think it's just he adds to it or he takes from it.
Yeah, there you go. The relationship is part of your life, though. So you do have to make that decision. And you're young anyway, so don't worry about it.
No, I still feel like I have plenty of years left. I just don't want to keep wasting it on somebody that doesn't value me.
I don't want you to waste it either. I don't want you. The minute you feel like you're wasting something, and this is from experience, when you said my prime, all of this, I was with somebody way young, way too young to be in a serious relationship. But when I look back, I learned something from that. So I don't know that you're wasting it. But if I'd have stayed a minute longer, it would have been a waste. Do you know what I mean? It would have been a waste. Has he changed, Danae? Is he putting in the effort?
It comes and goes. It's like a rubber band effect. Sometimes it's great. It's like perfect almost. Not I wouldn't say perfect, but it's really good.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Like when it's hot, it's hot. When it's cold, it's like hell. So it's it's one of those relationships where it's confusing. It's almost like, I don't want to say like full trauma bond, but it is. Like, I feel like I'm staying for what we almost had and what could be rather than staying for what is.
Also because you were so young and you gave up that time and now you're like, I got to put the effort in. I just want you to be happy. Ultimately, I just want this. And there are times in my relationship that I'm not 100% happy. I love Otto. I'm not going to tell you that there aren't ups and downs, but there should not be infidelity, nor should there be a sense of guilt about it, like, hey, it's your fault if you had done and blah blah blah, like, you know. So
I don't know if I got blamed per se so much as he was like, I might not be the man for you, and I'm like, maybe you're not, and that's a hard pill to swallow. You're who I chose, and does that make my radar off? Like, am I picking, like you said, like, is he picking insecure women? Well, am I picking like narcissistic type men or people who just don't see me? That feels horrible. I'm like, I like him sometimes. Sometimes I really don't like him. And I'm like, I want to like the person I'm with. It's not even about love at that point. I want to like them.
Mm. You're right. You need a friend. You do. Danae, I love you. And you know
love
this. You know this. I want you to look in the mirror today and ask yourself if all of this is making you happy. And I want to talk about this again later. So you better call back. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I don't even know that age has anything to do with what's happening with Danae. I think that somebody can be selfish in their existence when they're with you because they know how much you love them. And so they're willing to take instead of give. And that goes all the way back to maturity.
Yes.
That goes all the way back to maturity and loving your partner.
I don't even know if that has anything to do with maturity. I think it has a lot more to do with actual love, because if they're willing to take advantage of the fact that you love them, that's not love on
their
part.
That's so hurtful.
It is hurtful, but it happens every day.
I think this could be a whole different conversation. Did your age difference eventually end your relationship? Did you get with somebody who was way older or way younger and you realized, you know, 10 whatever plus years down the road, I can't be with this person because they're too old or too young. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to get into something serious. It made me really sad when I saw the story about Savannah Guthrie, who is a host on the nationally syndicated show on CBS, The Today Show. Her mother, Nancy Guthrie, is missing.
Hasn't it been about 4 or 5 days now?
So she was last seen Saturday night. She was out with her friends. And the reason that her friends realized she was missing is because she goes to church every Sunday. She has a routine, right? Mm-hmm. They hang out on Saturdays, they do their thing, and then they go to church on Sundays. When she didn't show up for church, immediately her friends start calling, realize something's wrong. Let's hear first from the local Tucson sheriff as to his update and what he has to say.
We gathered all the evidence we could. Fingerprints, DNA, camera images, those things have been submitted forward to labs. We're like you. We're waiting for those returns to come back. We do believe that Nancy was taken from her home against her will. This is a 84-year-old lady who is in need of medication. Medication that if she doesn't have in 24 hours, it could be fatal. So we make a plea to anyone who knows anything about this to contact us. Call 911. We don't need another bad, tragic ending.
You know, any of us who have parents or grandparents who are getting older, you worry already. But then for something like this, you know, what happened? They just don't know.
I think it's the speculation at first was that she might have just left the home. And then
Savannah Guthrie was like, no, my mother has her wits about her. She is a regular guest on the Today Show. This is an FBI agent also weighing in on Nancy Guthrie missing.
In terms of what the FBI is doing, we're downloading and analyzing cell phones, conducting interviews, and providing any and all investigative support that the Sheriff's Department needs.
There was an FBI agent on the news last night, mm-hmm. and she said because they walked back that they thought she just wandered off, she believes that there might be somebody that poses a danger the public.
They found blood inside the home.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And then what was the story? I saw on TMZ that they got...
Oh, the ransom letters.
Mama, if you're listening, we need you to come home. We miss you. Our mom is our heart. She's 84 years old. Her heart is fragile. She lives in constant pain. She is without any medicine. She needs it to survive. She needs it not to suffer. We too have heard the reports about a ransom letter in the media. As a family, we are ready to talk. However, we live in a world where voices and images are easily manipulated. We need to know, without a doubt, that she is alive and that you have her. We want to hear from you, and we are ready to listen.
But now I think the sheriff's department, they're worried that somebody is on the loose. You know, where she lives, these houses are spread out. Yeah. And so even if you have a Ring camera, you're not capturing the roads. You're not capturing anybody walking in front of the home because they're so far away.
And in the part of Tucson, I lived in Tucson for 3 years. And the part of Tucson she lives, everything's spread out. I mean, the houses are nowhere near each other.
So police are asking you to lock your doors, be aware of your surroundings, keep those cameras on. And they are analyzing security cameras in her home as well because She had to have something.
I just feel so bad for Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah, it's very scary to imagine your mother or your parents going through something like that.
Oh, I know. That's and exactly what I thought, Aunt.
Does she still have to, does Savannah still have to go to work every single day?
She is not. The Today Show has given her time off, and she was supposed to be reporting from the Winter Olympics, and she's not doing that either. Her.
She's in Tucson right now?
100% focused on her mother. Yes, Otto. She landed in Tucson, and immediately on her Facebook and Instagram pages, she posted, please pray. FBI and local sheriff's departments are asking the entire nation for help. If you've heard anything, if you've seen anything on social media, please call 911 with any information.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I just saw that river otters are taking over the entire country.
What? What? Otters are more indigenous up north into really, the cold. Yeah.
Wild animals that you want to take home, I swear to you, our daughter Ava Maddock, and Otto, you'll attest to this, and our nephew Aiden Maddock used to beg us for otters when they were little. Do you remember?
Yes. They were on this otter thing for a good 3-4 years.
They would draw otters.
They would come to me and they'd be like, Dad, we can keep them in the backyard. Please, can we do this?
Get an otter. And then my in-laws, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, took them on a trip across the country, and I don't remember where they were.
They were in South Dakota.
They got to see otters in the wild.
They went to the Black Hills, yes.
I didn't know otters could move around like that. Maybe it's for like mating purposes.
Yeah, I know men will move in mysterious ways when they're looking for a mate. Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
What do otters do? They're not like beavers. Beavers build dams. What do otters do?
I'm going to tell you right now, this is definitely not a National Geographic segment.
I don't know anything about otters. You know what else our daughter... Hold on. You know what else our daughter used to love? Narwhals.
Those aren't real.
Huh? Otto, wait a minute. What did you just say?
They're not real.
Yes, they are. Narwhals are real. What are you talking about, Otto?
Hold on. Let me Google this. Are you talking about the thing that she's...
Yes, they're real. What... Otto, yes, they're real.
The thing that she used to draw with the horn in its head?
How do you not know that's real?
Hold on.
This is definitely not National Geographic.
All right, you talk about the animals that like kind of look like sea lions?
Yes, with the horn. Like, narwhals are real, Otto.
Yeah, those are real. Those are real animals, extremely rare.
Why have
I never seen a narwhal then?
Because we don't go to bodies of water, and I think they live in the ocean, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my gosh, I'm a dummy.
I mean, you're not a dummy?
DJ Automatic, Dana, you don't live in the Arctic. That's why you don't see them.
Yeah, we don't live in the Arctic, exactly. Thank you, Producer Jack.
But now that I see like what my daughter used to draw versus what they really look like, hers look mythical.
Now it'd be incredible if
these
we
things
saw,
look like killers.
If we saw a narwhal here in Houston, then I'd be worried.
A little scared.
Oh man, you know what's really funny about this story is that how Producer Jack's lady is like an animal expert. So she's a biologist, I think.
Yeah,
right? environmental scientist.
No wonder and Jack's it, like
he,
yeah.
he got to work with us brilliant people all day. Sorry, Jack.
Oh, she's going to love this.
Oh, my God.
I know more about otter pops than I do about otters.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. All right. So we are, of course, going to remind you about the podcast, the Dana Cortez Show podcast, where you'll learn nothing about animal life.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a question for you. When you visit family, do you stay with them or do you stay at a hotel? Because it can be a lot, right? My mom is with us right now. Yesterday was our first, like, kind of, I don't know, everybody had their little moment. Everything's fine now. It's not a big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, you know, my mom's
recovering. But they've been with us, what, like 5 months now?
Yeah, 5 months. And so, honestly, for that to be the first time...
It wasn't everybody. It was more you three that had the...
Otto, please, you and left.
Then, because I didn't want to be a part of that.
And my mom's like, is this all my fault? I'm like, no, mother. No, it's all of us. It's okay. Like, no, of course not. Let's move forward and be positive. And she's like,
okay. It's nobody's fault. It's just a trying time for everybody.
It's a trying time. Yeah, my mother is like, she just completed radiation and 3 years of suffering. I'm like, we're entitled to have a little blowout, Mom, all of us. Mm-hmm. So anyway, going back to that, I prefer... to stay at a hotel. Because I like to take my family in doses. Oh, we have a call right now. Miss Crystal on line 2. Okay, Crystal, stay with family or get a hotel?
Get a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, I'm with you.
My husband says, no, you stay with family. I'm like, no. That's the reason we are by ourselves.
You know, you, first of all, you have no privacy. If I want to run around in whatever I want to run around in or nothing at all, I can't if I'm a family.
I do that with family there.
Oh, you are so bad. You know what? Otto's the same way. Otto's the same way. He doesn't care. I'm like, put some pants on.
You're the one who wanted me to stay here.
Boxers are the same thing as shorts. No.
Yes, dude. Whatever he says, I support him.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Dennis, you're crazy.
I support him, Crystal. I'm sorry. I love him. I love you so much, bro.
I think he might be sassier than you are, Crystal.
well, we're a heck of a match.
That's okay. Most people are. No, Otto and I are. What are we going to talk about today?
We're talking about staying with your family.
No, we're not. I'm with Crystal. That's it. We're not. We're staying in a hotel.
No, because, okay, so my daughter's dad weekend is coming up. And the reason this is what sparked this conversation, I was looking at hotels. She goes to the University of Arizona in Tucson. And they jack up the prices for dad's weekend.
Because dad's coming into town. Dad's got money.
Yeah, you.
They think daddy's going to stay at Airbnb, though, because mama's finding one right now. We're not paying that money. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The rooms are $700 a night in Tucson.
In Tucson? Ugh.
First of all, nobody really wants to go to Tucson that much.
Bruh.
Second of all, $700 a night in Tucson, that's crazy.
No, I'll just book something for you and I'll find something nice.
I mean, no, what are the, you have family member options?
I do have a family member. Well, I have extended family. My
a lot of Airbnbs be catfishing people. And the way you're describing the city of Tucson, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of good
I'm looking at the reviews. And let me tell you, before you're spending $700, you're going to be staying in the dorms. Okay, I don't care.
So Ava's friend's mom stayed in the dorms for the mom's weekend or whatever, or parents' weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do that because I'm a man who's going to be in my daughter stays. Or her dorm is co-ed, right?
Yes.
But still, she has a roommate. I wouldn't do that anyways, period.
I don't know, Automatic. All I know is don't let Dana book your travel because she sent me on Frontier Airlines.
Whatever.
Yeah, she had.
Just to save a couple bucks.
I didn't know.
Dana also made us drive across the city to a rental car company that was closed.
So I did do that.
Dana doesn't have a great track record with booking travel.
Very talented human being. But when it comes to booking the travel, it's a roll of dice.
Where's Crystal when I need her?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.